Number two is iOS on Android Wear. A few weeks ago, Google announced that you can now pair your iPhone with your Android Wear watch. But would you want to? The jury is still out. I borrowed Leo's LG Urbane to test it. Now, this is the Urbane that came out in the spring, not the brand new one. At $350, this watch costs almost exactly the same as my Apple Watch. And I will tell you that right away, I was impressed at how easy it was to pair my iPhone to the Android Wear. Now, I am an iOS fangirl, but at work, we use a lot of Google products, mail, calendar, etc. Because everything is in the cloud, the process was pretty seamless. Not only did I start getting notifications that I'm used to on my Apple Watch, the Android Wear app takes advantage of Google Now, so I even got alerts that I don't get on my Apple Watch, like package notifications or reminders that it's time to leave for a flight. Google Now pulls these details from my Gmail, whereas my Apple Watch does not. I also found that notifications on Android Wear are a little more intrusive. They appear right on the screen and they stay there, whereas the Apple Watch, they disappear and are replaced by this unobtrusive red dot that lets me know I have notifications. That's also good from a privacy perspective. The LG Urbane has an always-on feature that I like, except that when I have it turned on, some of the contents of an incoming email is also available to anyone looking at my watch. Android Wear is not quite as good from a fitness perspective as the Apple Watch. Now, I'm used to the workout app on my Apple Watch, and while it's far from perfect, it does what I need it to do. And Android Wear for fitness is just not as robust. The LG Urbane checks my heart rate, just like my Apple Watch. It even gives results more quickly than my Apple Watch does. Android Wear counts my steps, but it doesn't keep track of my calories that I've burned. I have the Apple Watch Sport, which is designed to withstand 90 minutes of sweaty hot yoga, and I am not about to put Leo's LG Urbane through that, even if he did just order the new version that came out last week. I'm going to continue to test this app, but so far I'd say it's a pretty good choice for iPhone users not interested in buying an Apple Watch. The biggest difference, I think, is that the Apple Watch just looks so much nicer than any Android watch I've seen so far. They both have OLED displays, but the design of the watch doesn't even begin to compare. The Android Wear app for iOS is free.